Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, The Fact Organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime.
Moment to spare.
I've seen enough already. Last night I was given a most curious education.
And tonight we continue your learning.
No, thank you.
Come!
Very well, spirit. Conduct me where you will.
Touch my robe, man. And hold it fast.
Greetings, everyone, and happy holidays. It's that beautiful season that we look forward to every year. And joining us on Building Community Strengthening Nations, I have two interns, Brett and Nominee. I'd like you both to take a moment and introduce yourselves to our audience.
Good, Nominee.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. It's Nominee, and it's a privilege for me to be here. I have the honor to be a part of today's program with a former instructor of mine at Columbia College. I studied theater acting at Columbia and am a proud graduate.
I am Brett Shishkoff. I actually am an intern here at Curse Radio. I've been here for about 6 months, and I go around and check out the theaters and museums and what's accessible for people like me who are blind and visually impaired, and so I'm sitting in because this is right down my alley.
Well, thank you both for co-hosting on Building Community Strengthening Nations. I'm Ruth Fairfax Frazier, host of FACT, and we would like Nominee to tell us a little bit about Steve Scott's background. I understand he's a producer for Goodman Theater.
Yes, he is, and a member of the Goodman's Artistic Collective. His Goodman directing credits include Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Horton Foote's Blind Date, Rabbit Hole, Binky Ruddick, and The Two-Speed Clock, and No One Will Be Immune for the David Mamet Festival, Dinner with Friends, Wit, the world premiere of Tom Mula's Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, A Midsummer Night's Dream, co-directed with Michael Maggio, and the 2011 and 2012 editions of A Christmas Carol.
Well, Steve Scott's other credits include productions at Timeline, American Blues Theater, A Red Orchid, Red Twist, North Light, Eclipse Theater, where he is an ensemble member, and others. Steve is a member of the Jeff Committee's Artists and Technical Team and a board member of Season of Concern. Steve has contributed articles to WBEZ's series Stories on Stage and a variety of publications, including the Encyclopedia of Chicago.
Mr. Scott is the recipient of 6 Jeff nominations, an After Dark Award, the Illinois Theater Association Award of Honor, and Eclipse Theater's Corona Award.
Welcome to the program, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. My gosh, that was great.
Well, you know, you have a very illustrious career, and this is only a small microcosm of everything that you've done. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, no, not really, other than I do teach at Columbia College and at Roosevelt University, so I'm kind of around wherever they'll take me.
All right. And we're going to start off the program with you telling us about what is Goodman Theater, how long has it been in the Chicagoland area. Give us a little bit of history.
Well, the Goodman Theater was founded in 1925, so we are now in our 92nd season. We're one of the oldest regional theaters in the country, as a matter of fact, and the oldest professional theater in Chicago. And we do a variety of shows every year. We try to do as diverse of a lineup of shows every year as we can, so we can bring in as many people from the various communities in Chicago as possible.
Wonderful. And how long have you been at the Goodman?
I have been here since 1980, so I am celebrating my 36th year here.
Wonderful.
I started when I was 4 years old, I should say.
Well, we know you're extremely talented. But speaking of talent, there's also another gentleman there that we'd like to celebrate his 30th anniversary. Can you tell us who he is and what he does?
Well, Robert Falls is our artistic director and took that post in 1986 and has really, under his guidance and his imagination, the Goodman Theater has really become one of the best-known and most widely acclaimed theaters in the country. It's almost unheard of for an artistic director to be around for as long as Bob has, but it's been a thrill to work with him for all of these years, and he never fails to astonish all of us with his perception and his imagination and with his plans for the future. So we'll hope for 30 more years for his tenure.
Okay. Can you tell us some of the highlights?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there have been so many. You know, Bob has been a great advocate for a number of new plays that the Goodman has premiered. I think most notably Lynn Nottage's play Ruined, which won the Pulitzer Prize. The play Marvin's Room by Scott McPherson, which was later made into a film with Meryl Streep and Diane Keaton. The world premiere last summer of War Paint, starring Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole, was brought here through Bob's efforts. And his own work is as a director is amazing. I think people are most likely familiar with his Tony Award-winning production of Death of a Salesman in 1999 with Brian Dennehy, and his most recent classical success, The Iceman Cometh, which starred Nathan Lane several years ago at the Goodman and was later done at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. So there are many, many more highlights, but those are just a few.
Well, you know, this is the season that everyone looks forward to with the Goodman bringing in a production of The Christmas Carol. And I know you guys like to, you know, put a new twist on it sometimes.
Right.
And update it. And tell us what's happening this year.
Well, this year, We have kind of unofficially named it the Christmas Carol for female voices. Because the two businessmen, the two business people that we see in the first scene are both played by women.
Oh.
The role of Fred, Scrooge's nephew, has been turned into the role of Frida, Scrooge's niece.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other updates in terms of some of the technical production elements. But I think Henry Wishcamper has brought kind of a... Some real, really relevant new ideas to the script without altering the play at all, but just kind of giving a new spin on this kind of age-old tale of redemption and joy that we enjoy doing every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. My two experiences at the Goodman these last few months has actually been with strong female lead characters, and now once again, The Christmas Carol follows suit with me seeing War Paint, which have two tremendously strong actresses who are playing the leads in that one. And then A Wonderful Town was also two main leads were the women who are very, very strong. So now you guys are following it up with A Christmas Carol. So it seems like it's the year or at least the last 6 months of strong women.
Right, and I don't know that we actually planned that. It just kind of ended up that way. But it's very interesting, and you know, women have made such important contributions to our world and to our art that it's time we celebrated those.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of an ongoing theme here at the Goodman Theater.
Wonderful. We call that girl power.
Yes, for sure.
Well, you will see it a lot in Christmas Carol.
Oh, excellent. Well, tell us currently what a day is like for you at the Goodman.
No 2 days are the same. I have the great joy of having a job that has a lot of different facets, and so through the course of a day, I will spend some time with Bob Falls planning next season, and I will spend some time answering subscriber mail. People like to tell us what they think of our productions, both positive and negative, and I try to answer all of those personally if I can. And I spend a lot of time in meetings with the other departments here so that the technical elements, the sets and costumes and lights can be as good as they can be. And I work a lot with our marketing department in terms of how we're going to promote each of the productions that we do. And then I spend some time talking to lovely people like you about what we're doing at the Goodman Theater. So every day has kind of new surprises and new challenges, but it's always fascinating, and I'm always very proud of the work that we do at the Goodman Theater.
Well, that is really a wonderful contribution you're making to our city.
Well, thank you very much.
We
take that very seriously, and I'm happy to hear that that you would appreciate that.
One of the really impressive things that Goodman actually, in my experience being there, they're very accommodating accessibility-wise for
right.
the blind and visually impaired. And Mel over there, she's awesome. I remember the first time I met her, I got there a little bit earlier, and she came and sat next to me and got to know me a little bit, and everybody seemed to have that same attitude of really wanting to get to know the people who were coming into the theater. They enjoy what you guys have to offer, and the touch tours are great that you guys put together, and it seems like the entire staff is on board, and they seem to really see it as their favorite performance is the touch tour performance, because a lot of the times it seems like a lot of people are closed off to what is going on, and then they get to be able to meet with some of the actors and actresses mm-hmm. and touch the props and costumes and go on stage. It's definitely a great experience that I've had over at the Goodman, and I tell pretty much everybody that if you are interested in going to see something, start at the Goodman, and then you can work your way out.
Oh, well, that's great. That's lovely to hear, because we do, you know, our audiences are, all of our audiences are a tremendously important part of what we do, because the audience is really the completion of the production process, and we want to get to know our audiences as specifically as we can. And all of the services that we provide for various audiences, I think, are very important to us and very interesting to us. And in terms of the Touch Tour for A Christmas Carol, that's actually coming up this Saturday at 12:30, followed by the audio-described performance of Christmas Carol at 2 o'clock. So I hope a lot of your listeners can join us for those events. I think you'll enjoy them, and I always learn a lot of those at these events, too, in terms of how we do what we do and what's there and various aspects that I didn't know about.
Yeah, my sister likes to say that she went with me to It's a Wonderful Town, and she says that it's like a theater nerd's best dream that they've ever had of being able to go and meet and sit there and be able to hear the actors and actresses introduce themselves in character,
right.
What they're wearing, maybe things that you wouldn't pick up on, little twitches that maybe each character has. So she really enjoyed it as well. So it's not just for the blind community alone. It actually seems to, you know, my parents that I've brought with me and my friends that I've brought with me, they enjoy the experience as well. So it's a nice behind-the-scenes tour that most people don't even get a chance to see.
Wow,
right.
Brad, that's
wonderful. And at heart, I'm a theater nerd, too, and so I enjoy those as much as the audiences do.
Yep.
Now, for our listeners, I'm sure they would love to do the Touch... how was it called again?
Touch Tour.
Touch Tour.
Yeah. Sure, Touch Tour on Saturday. Now, what time would that be, and what is the address for the Goodman Theater?
The Touch Tour begins at 12:30 prior to the 2 o'clock performance. The Goodman is located at 170 North Dearborn. It's Dearborn Street between Randolph and Lake. So it's very, very easy to get here on the 22 or 36 or 62 buses or on the Red Line or the Brown Line. We're right in the middle of public transportation routes from all over the city. So you can't miss us, so I hope you can join us.
It's so true. I've been to the Goodman many of times. I'm also a former student of Chuck Smith's.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful experience even now going down there. Will you give us an overview of the 2016 and 2017 season and tell us about the two theaters? You have the Albert Theater and the Owen Theater?
Right. Well, the Albert Theater is our larger theater. It seats about 850 people in a... It's a kind of traditional proscenium theater. It's like the theaters you probably grew up going to. And that's the place where we do large productions, musicals, classical work, that sort of thing. The other theater in the Goodman Theater Complex is the Owen Theater, which is a smaller, flexible stage theater. And by flexible stage, we can redesign the space so that every time you come to see a show, the playing area will be in a different place. Sometimes we do it shows in the round so that the audience is surrounding the action. Sometimes we do it in what's called a thrust configuration so the action comes out into the audience. Sometimes it's a traditional end stage or proscenium staging. Sometimes we put the audience usually where the players are and the players where the audience usually sits and kind of reverse the positions in the theater. So it's a very exciting place to come and see shows. And we've got a number of wonderful shows coming up in both theaters after Christmas Carol closes.
Well, you also have a twist on the Christmas
Carol.
We do
indeed. I'm glad you mentioned that. At the same time, the Christmas Carol is running in the Albert Theater. In the Owen Theater, we're presenting a piece by Second City called Twist Your Dickens. And, you know, I love Christmas Carol, and I've loved working on Christmas Carol for all of the years that I've been here. But also, I like to have fun sometimes and laugh a little bit at some of the Christmas entertainments that we see every year. Mm-hmm. And Twist Your Dickens is perfect for that. It's a wonderful, very funny satire of Christmas Carol and of It's a Wonderful Life and of a Charlie Brown Christmas. Almost every Christmas special that you've ever seen is somehow referenced in Twist Your Dickens.
Mm-hmm.
It's an uproarious evening, and it's I sometimes urge people, you know, with kids, you know, drop your kids off at Christmas Carol and then grab a glass of wine at our concession stand and come in and see Twist Your Dickens, because a much different look at the Charles Dickens story. So it's a great deal of fun to have both of them playing at the same time.
And Steve, would you say that that one is more geared towards adults?
It is. It is really geared, I think, high school age kids would like it, but it's really geared for audiences in their 20s, 30s, 40s, audiences who have a knowledge of contemporary culture and like satire, like to laugh and enjoy themselves in a setting like that. So it's for the young adult crowd rather than the kids.
Brett, do you think you have an interest in seeing it?
I go and see anything, so I enjoy laughing.
Oh,
I've
Brett,
been to
like
quite
you.
A few different theaters that have had some, you know, relatively inappropriate sense of humor to, you know, just the, you know, A Wonderful Town was one that had very blatant humor. You could, you know, you saw it or it was described to me and you could chuckle. Like the first scene is literally there's a guy dressed up in a cockroach costume and he's just laying on the bed that these two women are about ready to move into, and he basically goes through the refrigerator and comes out the back door of the refrigerator, and you see him running behind this in the courtyard, and so you can't help but chuckle at it. So
yeah, no, Wonderful Town was kind of a wonderful musical fantasy.
Yes.
Of what life in the 1950s was like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll go see pretty much anything. I like the old style of A Christmas Carol and what it has to offer, but I also like things that make it have a different type of twist to it. So I'll pretty much go and see anything and give it a shot. And most of the things I've given a shot to, I've enjoyed.
Great. Now, The Christmas Carol is in its 39th annual production, and it opened on November 19th, and it closes on New Year's Eve, December 31st.
It does indeed. And it once again features one of the best actors in town, Larry Yando, as Scrooge.
Oh.
And he does such a wonderful job of bringing this character and this story to life. So if you've seen it before, we try to make it so that people who have seen it before have a completely new experience every time they come to see the show. And we have people who have brought their children and now are bringing their grandchildren, who've really made our Christmas Carol a part of their holiday tradition.
Mm-hmm. And then the Second City's Twist Your Dickens by Peter Gwynn and Bobby Mort that opened just a few days ago, December 1st, and it closes the same day, December 31st.
Yes, it does. We keep them both going as long as we can through the holiday season.
That's excellent.
So Christmas season is the month of Dickens.
It is indeed. It is indeed. We're going to use that in our advertising materials, I think.
It's Christmas time and Dickens time.
I love it.
We'll give you a royalty for that.
Oh, at least we have it on tape.
That's great.
And so, other thing that I don't think people realize is actually for their audio described performances at the Goodman, they offer a discounted price for those who want to come to the show. Did you want to explain a little bit further into that?
Basically, the best thing to do is to go to our website, which explains the discount policy for the Touch Tour and audio described performance. So just go to www.goodmantheater.org, and you'll find all the information you need about those tickets.
And that's theater with the R-E at the end. That's
with an R-E, right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Now, will Touch Tours be available for the Second City's Twist Your Dickens?
We haven't planned that yet because it's a Second City production. But it's one of those shows that most of the humor is very verbal. So even if you can't see what's going on, just listening to it, you'll understand what's funny about it.
And again, the Touch Tours, at least for A Christmas Carol and the Albert Theater, will begin at 12:30 p.m. on this Saturday.
Right.
Okay. There will be audio described for the performance day. The tour will feature a 45 to 60 minute presentation detailing the set, costume, and character elements, like Brett mentioned, for the performance. Everyone, when reserving tickets, please indicate how many people will be in your party for the Touch Tour and performance. Is this complimentary, the Touch Tours?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
It is indeed.
And if you do have a guide dog, you can bring your guide dog as well. You just let
them
know ahead of time.
Certainly.
So you don't have to leave your guide dog at home. They enjoy the theater, too.
Yes, they do. They're sometimes our best audiences.
The large print programs are available to download in Microsoft Word format for all shows prior to a performance and are available day of the performance. Just see the guest services representative at their desk. There are also Braille programs. Those are available the day of performance, also at the guest services desk. And then, of course, Brett mentioned audio describe performances. And that's one audio describe performance will be offered for each regular season production. And when would that be again for A Christmas Carol?
For A Christmas Carol, the audio describe performance is this Saturday, December 10th at 2 p.m.
And again, the address for the Goodman Theater is 170 North Dearborn, Chicago, Illinois. And what's the best phone number to reach for the box office?
Box office number is 312-443-3800.
Excellent.
And the TTY-TDD number is 312-443-3829. And I'll repeat that, 312-443-3829. And for email, you can go to access, A-C-C-E-S-S, at GoodmanTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E, GoodmanTheater.org.
Right.
All right, Brett, any more things to say?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the performance this weekend. I'm going to be out there, so why don't a bunch of our listeners come out and join me? I love meeting some new people, and we normally have a good number of people who already come out on a regular basis. We're becoming one big happy family. So come on and join our family of people who love these audio description and touch tour performances, and I'll give you a nice hearty handshake.
And I want to thank our illustrious guest, the producer of Goodman Theater, Mr. Steve Scott, for joining us today. And before we go off air today, Steve, we are enjoying an audio clip of The Christmas Carol. Anything you'd like to share with us about that?
No, I think the clip speaks for itself, and hopefully it gives you an idea of the great fun that you can have when you come to the Goodman's A Christmas Carol.
Well, we want you to promise us, we've got you on air, that you will be back beginning of January to tell us about the rest of the 2016-2017 season.
The rest of our season? I would be glad to, because it's a really exciting group of plays that we have coming up after Christmas Carol.
And there will be touch tours and audio described performances for each of those. So we need
you. Yes, there will. For all of our regular productions, we do those performances.
Everyone, we want to wish you a wonderful holiday season. We thank our interns, both Brett and Nominee, and of course, Steve Scott, always a wonderful guest here at Chris Radio, for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Ruth. It's a great pleasure to be with you again.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Thank you. Bye now.